I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And this
is the Eshcast.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 539. We're adulting and playing Zelda. This is Electric Sisterhood, home of the best girl gaming, tech gadget, and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister, and on this week's episode of the podcast, no, it is not a clip show, that's coming, but we are going to be live playing together, Panda and I, some Zelda levels. As you've heard me talk about before on the podcast with Panda, I wanted her to come and give me some guidance, and she did! So let's jump in and listen to us play some Zelda.
We said we were going to do it, so we're doing it. We're playing Zelda.
Playing Zelda.
I got Pandalicious sitting right here next to me.
I came to the house.
I got you to come to the house. You said you was going to do it, and you did it.
And I did it. Yay.
How's the Dora song go?
I don't watch Dora. How the fuck would I know?
You used to sing it to me when I would say you did it. You'd be like, Benissimo, you did it. We did it. And I would crack up laughing. And you'd be like, I'm an adult. And I'm like, yes,
if
you are.
If I don't do that, I sing the freaking Here's the Mail song.
Oh.
I do that too.
Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail.
When it comes, I want to wail. Mail.
We're adulting.
Yeah.
We've had caffeine. We've had coffee.
We've had cheese.
And now we are playing Zelda. And Panda has come over to guide me, as I've asked multiple times. Because
I need
a Sherpa.
I need help to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm your Sherpa.
You are my Sherpa.
I am your Tibetan guide into...
Except you're not Tibetan.
Right, nor am I really a guide.
No, you're a guide. Like, you've already helped me. Like, we found, like... two more Korok seeds.
Yeah.
We got some shrines that we're going to go and do.
Yep.
Like, I'm so ready. So.
I'm like trying to, because I mean,
you're setting me up for success.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So point me in the direction of some shrines, because I'm ready to go.
All right. So, believe it or not, I believe that there is one near Hylia Island here. That's why I put the star. So I'm showing Ninja the map. She doesn't have that many towers.
Hey!
Right now.
I said I was a baby Link.
You could see Lanaru, Nekluta, Farron, and Gerudo right now. So she hasn't been Gerudo.
No, but I did all the stuff that you told me to do. I started, like, getting towers. I started really focusing on the damn shrine so I could get my hearts up.
Yep.
I've been doing a heart and then my staminas, like you told me. I follow directions
yes,
well.
Yes, you do. So
I got like this many hearts now.
So we're currently at the lake tower. Like I said, I believe that if I remember correctly, there is a shrine here. I don't have Link pointing in the right direction, so I want to be looking over here. So
that's okay. Link don't have to point in the right direction.
So I believe, literally, if we paraglide all the way over to that little divot, inside that
to the divot
is going to be a shrine.
Oh, are we going to make it to the divot?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
You will be fine. Because the great thing about paragliding is it doesn't burn a lot of your stamina. Because, I mean, you're really just kind of holding yourself up in gravity.
Okay, there you go. There is a shrine there.
Yep, in the divot.
Okay.
So we're just going to go to the divot. And we'll start with that shrine.
Okay.
So while you were getting the Nosh ready, I found at least 3 other shrines beyond this one. I didn't
shrine
do
run.
Them.
Okay. All right, no, because this is my game.
This is your game.
This is my job.
For you to solve the puzzle.
I got one job.
Yanaga. That's pretty funny that that's the one I happen to find. Yanaga Shrine. So here we are.
Is it because I'm black?
Is it because I'm black?
It might be because you're black.
So I'm going to hand you back the remote.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to put some more cheese in my face.
Because my husband told me specifically today, because today was just supposed to be like a chill Zelda day.
Yep.
That he was just like, now don't you go and play that Zelda for her. She's a grown-ass woman.
That's right.
She could play.
I didn't say come play my game. Right. I said come guide me in my game.
Right. So now I'm going to do
that. Because the world is so big, and I'm like, and every map that like I find on the internet, like, they're zoomed in all the way, so I can't get the reference, yeah. Or, like, there isn't, like, what I want is just, like, somebody to have, like, a website that's just the interactive map of the whole...
Believe it or not, so somebody, I think if you go to, like, ZeldaKorokMap.com, somebody went and did the whole map and marked all 900 Korok seeds.
Lord have the mercies.
So if you, and it's all interactive, so you can go and like click on one and zoom in, and it tells you all about how to do the particular trial to get that Korok seed.
All right, I got a shatter to heavens.
Okay.
So let's see what we're looking at here. All right, so that looks like...
I think you have to do bombs.
Yeah, but that also looks like a stasis-y thing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the thing, though. Most things that you can stop time, you may be able to do other things to them.
Right.
Just because you can build momentum doesn't mean that that's what you need to do.
Right. Sometimes you just got to hold some shit in place. Yeah. Okay. So, bomb goes in there. Yeah. That's going to make the rock go up the thingy and shatter the heavens. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, you have to let me do the
thing.
That's
right, I do. I can't just be
let
like,
me do the thing. Okay.
Pull the logic.
Let me work my logic, okay. And then you can be like, no, dumbass, this is what you do. Because I have a feeling I want to be like up here. Yeah, alright, so this is going to take. Okay, alright. Bomb.
How about that?
Alright, so it doesn't go all the way up.
No. It does not. So, I mean, what could you do?
Oh, do I gotta stasis and give it some damn...
Try it.
Thing.
The great thing about bombs is first. It doesn't burn any of your materials to produce bombs, right?
Right, but if I make a bomb and then I switch to stasis, does the bomb stay?
So these bombs have a certain amount of shelf life outside of it, so you could swap now, but, you know, it flickers. That's how you know you have one, and eventually it will,
Oh, come on.
People's minds, man.
I'm using the wrong fucking weapon.
Well, yes, and no. Because you don't want me to tell you. You need to figure out.
No, I have to figure out. Okay.
So, I mean, I would potentially use that bomb because you're going to lose it soon.
Oh, I gotta switch over to this. Okay. Then a bomb.
So.
What am I missing?
So, circle bomb goes down there, propels block.
Oh, I gotta put a circle bomb to propel it and then other block under the stasis to... Son of a
you
bitch.
You gotta put a square bomb somewhere. So the great thing about this game, which they don't tell you, the great thing about this game is that they don't tell you the things that you can do. They really want you to figure out a method, not the right method or the wrong method, but a method.
Okay.
To solve something.
All right.
So the great thing about the bomb, you get
pick up this
in this
bomb.
Game is that you can have both the square and circle bombs active and present at the same time.
Okay.
So.
That's not what I meant to do, but that's alright.
So, what if hypothetically, you know.
You just really want to tell me, so just fucking tell me.
You put the circle bomb in the circle bomb
case. Yes.
You put the square bomb on the top. You hit the circle bomb to make this thing go up, and once it gets close enough, you detonate the square bomb to break the bottom. To break the top, the shatter of the heavens.
Oh, okay.
Because the momentum
so
of
what
that
you're saying
going up will
make it go far.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is drop a square bomb on top of this bitch.
Yeah. Put a circle bomb
underneath the bitch.
And then blow up the bitch.
And then blow up
the bitch. Blow it up. And then Yeah, so put that there. Switch over to the circle
I figured
one.
There had to have been a reason why those platforms were there, but I was like, oh, it's to stand there so I can hit the all right, okay, got it. Okay. I would have eventually gotten here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's not the end of this puzzle, but...
I know, but I'm just saying, I would have...
So, and once again, timing is kind of everything on this.
I gotta get up here, and I really gotta be looking in this direction, because I gotta swap over to the square bomb to detonate that son of a bitch. Okay, so this guy, then this guy. Nope!
Shit. Try it anyway. You might be close enough in radius.
Nope.
Never mind. So blow that up, because you, yeah.
Okay, let's try this again. Because that's going to be the son of a bitch, is the switch over.
Well, I mean, when I encountered this shrine in my game, I had already encountered a different shrine that, you know... taught me that you are able to have multiple bombs in
a scenario. I forget that I can have multiple bombs in a scenario.
So, I mean, depending on how you're playing this game, if you happen to encounter that shrine first, when you get here, you're like, two bombs. And, like, you could clearly tell that that's what this is setting up for. So.
Why?
Oh, and it's propelled off anyway.
What the shit?
That's funny. I've never seen that happen before.
It literally knocked my bomb off the rock. The rock literally did that. Okay, I'm gonna try this one more time.
Well, you're gonna try this as many times as it takes you to get it.
I'm gonna make this happen. This is happening. Okay.
Mind you, the shrines that I found, I don't remember what they are. So this one I happen to remember, but that doesn't mean the next one we do.
You know what? Here's the thing. It's an adventure.
All right. You got this. You got it, bro.
I got it. See? Okay. I got it.
But how do you get up there?
Okay. So... I gotta ride the fucker up?
Yeah. Good. Yep. That sounds like a good plan.
Yeah.
That seems safe.
That sounds like the way to do that.
Well, because there's no ladder.
Right. And that's pretty much the only thing that moves up and down.
Like a stripper on a pole,
so...
son.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, man. You know? You gotta do what you gotta do. Okay, you gotta make that money. You make that money. Okay. And up we go. And glide. And
oh,
we're over.
The treasure.
I can't jump up?
No, you can't climb. Alright, so the thing about shrines that people don't... Because, you know, you're so used to being able to climb everything.
There seems to be, like, a varied height of things.
So, yeah, see... No, you can't climb anything. Because as it states, actually, I guess in the official, like, Zelda... universe book or whatever, that the shrines that are encountered in Breath of the Wild, the material to make the walls and the pillars and stuff is so smooth that you can't climb them, because everything else in the universe you can climb.
So, do I have to go back down to try and get that treasure?
So yeah, you'd have to go and reset that bomb, and when you get catapulted up into the air, paraglide, because you're high enough at that point to glide over to that chest. I mean, granted, you don't have to get the chest. The treasure from
here. That might be a weapon as opposed
to... It could be a weapon that you could use. Like an edge of duality. Not like I broke the one you had. Or it could be a great frost blade. That would be cool.
That would be cool. Alright, cool. So I gotta watch when I pop up here. When I pop that glide. Because I really want to hit that at the zenith and not like just as soon as I saw the floor. Like I did last time. Because that was a mistake.
You want to ride that all the way up and then paraglide and then zoom, 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 zoom. Oh, no. So you want to be looking in that direction when you pop.
Yeah, but here's the thing. All right, so it's to the left of that rock. Okay, so I want to go down here.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Okay. And that rock is... behind me. Alright, so I gotta be looking that direction.
So,
So I was looking
in the wrong direction.
I was in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time.
Hey, sorry, my life.
Okay. So it's the left of that rock.
Yes. Okay. So you want to be looking towards this wall. So I want to be
looking towards, and I'm not looking at you, but I'm assuming you're saying that wall.
That wall, yes. And then, Perk. Yep. And boom, daddy.
Alrighty.
You got it.
You know, it's just about location, location, location. Be a weapon.
Okay. Good. So, yeah.
Okay.
Because now, if you go to your map really quick.
Okay.
It's really, a really cool thing that I didn't notice before.
Okay.
Go to the map. So, minus. You want to use the minus.
Yeah, I want to use minus.
So, when you go to these shrines, when you get the treasure, the top treasure in the area, a little icon shows that you have it.
Oh, get out.
Yeah.
That's why. So
if you're not gonna go for the treasure right away, like I've got one right now that like I just have not figured out exactly how to get to it yet.
Yeah.
So it's like the only one of my tribes that doesn't have the treasure chest, and where I'm very compulsive. Like I hate it. I give it a finger every day. I'm like, fuck you.
In your face.
And I'm not gonna cheat. But yeah. So now go get your spirit orb.
Now I can go get my orb. Now
go get your orb. Yes. And then we can hit up the other three shrines that I have located for you.
So the thing that screws me up the most in this game is that it'll give me a prompt for an AXBY button, and I will always hit the button where it is on my Xbox.
Yes.
Without fucking
fail. I mean, I think in most of the reviews, like the technical reviews that people have been talking about, they're really mad that there's no way to properly button map.
Yeah.
People want to be... But here's the thing. Like, this is Nintendo. Nintendo wants to stand out from Sony and from Xbox.
Right, and I get that. I get
so like
that you want to put your buttons in other places, but let me remap them then. So that I can put run where it's comfortable for my fucking fingers.
But is it comfortable for you because you have always been a Sony or Microsoft player? It makes
more sense for me that my action button is over here and not on the right.
Because, I mean... I could kind of see why Nintendo would be like, no, we want this to feel like a totally new experience to the gamer and not have that built-in security of, okay, all games are built like X, which is why they're building the game like Nintendo, Y. Nintendo,
stop being lazy. I mean, have you seen how you're going to do chat?
No, how are they going to do chat?
So they completely fucked it, okay? It's the most cumbersome thing on the planet, okay? You have to have an adapter. Dig this shit. You have to have an app on your phone.
On my phone.
Yep, because you have to plug in to your phone the adapter, because that's what's going to carry the chat, which means you're going to have to plug your phone into power. You're going to have to plug your phone into the adapter.
Wait, but there's a lot of kids who have Nintendos. Some kids don't have phones.
No, if you want to do a Switch, you got to have a mobile phone that has a headset jack. So if you got an iPhone 7, fuck you. You're going to have to get the Lightning to headphone adapter, because you don't have a headphone jack on your phone.
Wow, Nintendo.
So then you got to plug your phone into power, and then the phone into the adapter. Then you gotta plug a cable from the adapter into your Switch physically, so you can't plug it in unless you got a long fucking cable
wow, to your Nintendo, TV. Wow, you're very...
And then you got a headset cable that comes out the top of the damn thing to actually plug to the headset that you put on your head.
Okay, Nintendo, stop.
Okay?
Stop.
Like, just stop. Stop.
Alright, so, now you know you can travel between all the shrines and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I just want to peek out. I just want to peek out. I want to see it.
See what? There's nothing here to see. You're in the middle
of the raft. There's a raft. Well, and there's an Octorok.
Yeah.
So we'll go back
to fuck that Octorok. Well, I mean, right now, it doesn't sense... Oh,
okay,
now
it does. No, it does.
Now it's going to shoot rocks at you, because it has nothing better to do with your life. But
it can't see.
But you could just teleport to one of the shrines that you have not completed that I have found for you already.
Okay.
You just go there.
All right, well,
Let me whoop out
my map. All right, so do I need this star anymore?
No.
Okay, so
I like to mark where I'm going next.
No, that's a good way to do it. I didn't do it that way, so...
I would do it that way.
Okay,
So the shrines that I have not done are...
This
orange
one?
Orange in the middle. Yeah.
Okay, so there's Rota O.
Yep, and then there's one right there.
Kukanata. Wow, you went some places while I was gone.
Yeah.
Hey, this one is next to stable, so let's do that one next.
Okay. So Rota O. And
there seems
to
be some death that happened.
Yeah, because that's where that's where the tower is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'll totally get to that tower, and that's going to be awesome.
Oh, and there's a shrine next to that tower, too, that you didn't do.
No, I got to it, though.
Okay, all right, cool. All right, so let's give him... Let's
go to Rota O.
Yeah, let's go to Rota O.
Rota O.
Rota O.
So, but generally in this game, most times when you come across a stable, there's always a shrine nearby there, and I think that was their clever way of allowing you to kind of fast travel to stables without giving them, like, a guidance stone or whatever.
Right.
So, I thought that was kind of neat.
I mean, I'll take it.
Me too.
I'm loving this game. So, I feel bad that my little elephant's all by himself, though, in the...
Well...
I'm gonna get there.
We have the arrows now.
Yeah.
I bought you some more arrows.
I suck at arrows.
You're gonna need them for Nimbus.
I know.
You're actually gonna need them for the bird
everything.
One. You're gonna need them for the bird one.
You're gonna need arrows.
Oh, actually,
you need them for
arrows.
Everything. You need arrows.
All of the divine
everybody,
beasts.
Everybody requires arrows.
So,
and where I fuck up is the tilt sensor on the arrows.
I kind of dig.
I'm not there yet with the tilt sensor. I have a feeling that like if once I get a pro controller.
I love my pro controller, man. I have to thank the husband for that because he was kind of splurged buying, which is why we have like three sets of Joy-Cons already.
This one is going to require a fucking key. Which means you're going to do like multiple things in order to get the key.
I think I remember this one, but this one was kind
of. Okay, passing of the gates. Alright, I have a feeling that this is going to be a multi.
Good thing you got arrows.
Yeah. Okay. Because that looks like a catch-all. How do I whip out my arrows again?
Left?
No, that's shield.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
That's right. Okay, let's see if we can see anything. We got going there. We got to drop some balls
in there.
We got to
put a ball in there. Got to put some balls in it.
Got to put some balls in it.
But where's the ball?
I see. Okay. You need an arrow. To do what? That looks like you go up from there. But I can't get into there. I can go under there.
Why don't you go under and see what happens?
You're really gonna make me upset. Cause I can't climb anywhere. That's definitely a go uppy.
Bro. You like, are seriously. Fucking Link, right?
Yeah, I'm fucking All right. Link.
Alright, well go back to where you can get on ground.
Because I saw the arrow to shoot, but that's pointing up, so that's gonna lift something up. This carriage isn't in the water and it stops there, so it doesn't come down. See what I'm saying, bro? See what I'm saying, bro?
Bro. I'm gonna give you a starting hint, okay?
Okay, bro.
Cronus.
Yeah, but even with time, I still can't get
up. No, that's stasis. Cronus. Freezing. You can make a pillar that might help you get into that catch-all before you possibly use an arrow.
Oh.
Maybe. I would do the other side, but hey, whatever. You do you, boo.
I was just saying, like, I could jump.
You won't make it.
Okay. Alright. Okay.
So, yeah, just put one right there. When you get the thing that will allow you to, yep. And then you can climb into it, and now you can jump and make that. And now you can do it.
Okay, so there's going to be a bunch of that, isn't there?
Sort of. Now wait, because I wouldn't jump down just yet.
I'm not. I'm trying to survey the land here.
So,
all right.
Now if you look over, nope, I wouldn't drop down just
I'm
yet.
I'm looking.
Because if you look up.
Yeah, I saw the treasure chest up there.
Yeah.
And
how
I'm
about,
like...
How about you try your magnet?
Oh, shit. Is that a metal one? Yeah, it is.
You need to be looking at the details, bro.
Bro, like, most of the time, bro, I'm just like, hey, is there something trying to shoot me? Is the answer to that question yes? If the answer is yes, let's not go there. By the way, do you know how long it took me to actually realize that I could pull stuff to me and push stuff away? Oh, I like that. But my inventory
is full. Get rid of the hoe. You have a hoe. Get rid of the hoe. I picked up a hoe.
You can't be picking up hoes, man.
I was broke. So you could get rid of that Korok leaf. I don't know why I picked that up.
Because you thought you were going to be sailing.
Maybe.
Don't want to get rid of the Korok leaf. What the hell is that with a diamond? Oh, it's durability. It's durability. Oh, nice. All right. I'm going to drop you like a bad habit.
And then
I'm going to open this because I want that feather sword.
Yeah, get that.
Okay, I got that. I got that now. Alright. Where the fuck is my ball at? Because I need
it's
a ball.
It's underneath you. Look through the grate. But
it requires a key.
No, it does not now. Because you tilted it. It's wide open. You could drop down right now and grab the ball. But
oh, it rotated the whole thing.
Yes. So okay. You
can
go grab the ball.
Okay. So, wait. If I grab the ball...
Yeah.
Then... Nope. Can't do that.
I mean, granted, you could drop down to that corner and grab that chest, because that's probably the key.
Yeah, I'm thinking that this is the key. But then, how do I get out?
Oh, that's an excellent
question. Isn't that a good question?
That's a great question.
Oh, that's open. So I walk back through.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Pretty sure, yeah. Because see that corner on the bottom left?
Yes.
Below the lattice?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's open. So I can just do this. See? Get the chest. Scooby snacks. What's in here? The key.
Right.
Thank you. And then I walk right back out here. And then I turn left. And I get the ball. Okay, I got the ball. Now... I gotta get the ball in that thing to turn around. Yes?
Maybe.
Because, hold up.
You can't throw it.
I know I can't throw it.
You can't throw it. I'm just trying to see.
Because I was like, well, could I make a freeze box here? But the answer is no. Because I can't, yeah, I can't jump while I'm holding...
Dude, okay.
Yeah, I don't want to lose it. So I'm going to put you over here for safety.
Ball's in the corner for safety.
Stay right there.
Okay.
Okay, so... What are we doing here? Because I need to get it in that basket for it to roll down into that spot.
So, what do you think you should do?
So, if I hit the arrow again, that's going to rotate the room again.
But rotate it which way? Do you think it's going to rotate back to you or away from you?
No, it's going to go away from me because the arrow's still pointing in that direction.
Are you sure about that?
It should. Does it not always...
Are you sure? Maybe you should try it.
Does it not always rotate in the direction of the fucking arrow?
It depends on how many times it... if it does a complete rotation or not, bro. Okay. That's just the direction it turns.
Okay. All right. But still, how... Because I can't jump while I'm holding that.
No. So... I mean, I could tell you how I did it.
Yeah. So why don't you do that? Because, like, as I'm thinking of it and I'm looking, like, there's nothing over here that helps me.
Nope.
Okay.
Right.
I got key here, which that's gonna...
I mean, you could just open that because now you got the key for it.
Right. So I guess I might as well go ahead and open it. Because I'm going to open it at some point anyway.
Yeah. So you could just do that.
Yeah.
Granted, you got the ball anyway. So, I mean, so what I did, like the idiot that I am, the savant that I am.
I love that. Like the idiot I am. The idiot savant that I am.
The idiot savant I was. So the ball fell into the water.
Mm-hmm.
So, I used Cronin, because I literally tried to get the ball to be kind of right where I put my, my Cronus cube when I try to get into there myself.
Yeah.
Because if you lay it right, if you lay it flat, if you lay it correctly, it will just bring the ball up. The ball won't roll. And then you could jump onto that block, pick up the ball, and put it in that little basket.
Right, but you would have to delicately place it
in
the water.
It took me several tries to get it, but I did it.
Right.
It happened.
Yeah, and so that's probably what you need to do, because there's water fucking everywhere.
Well, I mean, they're giving you water, which means you can freeze it.
Yeah.
That doesn't always mean that that's what you should do, but I'm just saying that that's what
I... Because you can't jump while you're holding it, so it's not like I can make the Cronus block, grab the ball,
and
jump on
it. No, you have to.
So, yeah, I'm going to have to delicately...
So, that's what I did.
Because it's going to... I don't want to give it too much.
Yeah, because if you bump it too much, it will roll. So, like, right there.
Okay, stop. Stay right there, you bastard.
And then Cronus the fuck out of it.
Okie dokie.
Ooh, that might be a little gross.
Well,
I mean, it'd be nice
thing.
If you were...
I said it was the wrong thing. I recognized the error of my ways. Yeah, it's too far.
Yeah,
so I gotta come back. I gotta swim around at the other side.
And just tap it.
I just gotta...
Now, granted, I bet other people did this in a much more...
I gotta,
a smarter way, but this is how I did it.
I gotta,
and I was so proud of myself. I was like, I am so good at the Zelda.
I just gotta
push it. Maybe a little bit more.
Push a bit, little bit, roll
little
it up.
Bit
take
more.
A hit.
Maybe? Okay.
A little bit more.
Okay. Yeah. Like, in between that divot in the wall might be a good, But yeah, so that's what I did.
Okay, I want it right about there. That's where I want it. Okay. Pretty sure. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's it. Okay, alright, so here we go.
And then
gotta get a little bit.
Awesome. Okay. Good. Okay, and then pick up the ball.
Pick up the ball.
And then...
Okay.
Okay.
Drop the ball.
Oh! Shit!
Pick up the ball!
Woo! Girl! Girl!
It won't let me under the thing. Can I squish?
No.
Pick up the ball! Nope.
Oh, well, at least.
Okay. Alright. So, it didn't go too far. So, you know, we're just gonna destroy this block here. Okay.
I mean, you could try to throw it, but I don't think it would work.
No, because how far do I throw this thing?
Oh, actually, you know what you could do? See if you can make a Cronus ice block in front of the bucket. And then you could climb up it, throw it in the bucket. Try it that way.
I could throw it pretty far.
Yeah,
the problem is that fucking arrow sitting right there. I can't throw it into the basket.
Do it from the other side.
I might be able to do it from the other side.
Try that.
Yep.
That might just be a nice alley-oop for you.
Yep.
And we're black, so basketball should be like an innate thing for
So
me,
if I do like...
Do it. Toss it in. Do it.
Yeah.
See, then why didn't I do that the first time? I was like, I'm going to use the Cronus, and I'm going to do all this shit. And you were just like, boop. But now you should make the Cronus so that you can get into it. Because you want to be over there when that happens.
Right.
Man.
That's
better
what
living
I
through,
do.
Better thinking through sisters. That's what I'm gonna say.
You know, like you do.
Like, great. Now when I watch my husband play this, I'll be like, "Let me see what you." Granted, he's super smart about that shit, so he'll probably be like, "I know how to." I hate when he does that to me. So I was struggling on one of the puzzles in this game, and I won't tell you which one it is because eventually, when you get to it, I hope you experience the same amount of rage that I did. And he was watching me do it, and he's like, "I already know how to solve this puzzle," and I'm like, "Go fuck yourself." I don't want to hear that unless you're going to do it for me or you're going to tell me how to do it. Oh, yeah. Now what?
Well, that obviously looks like it's going to shoot me up in the air when I jump on that through that tiny little thread the needle hole.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
Then get on it.
I'm going to get on it. Okay. Stand right in the fucking middle.
Now, I mean, I would survey all of that.
That didn't happen, so we're gonna have to take another pass at that. Okay. Oh, he's over there. How the fuck do I get over there?
I know. How do you get over there?
Can I climb this?
Nope. You can't climb anything in a thing.
Well, so. Then what in the fuck, a little shit?
No.
Because there's no towers over there.
So why don't you hit that arrow again and shift this back into position?
Oh, I'm too far.
Just see what happens. When in doubt, try it out.
But it's gonna throw me off when I shift this bitch. So should I have shifted it from that platform? No,
I've
platform
never...
shifts with it.
You'll figure it out.
Yeah, because that platform's going to shift with it.
So.
Fuck my life.
You will figure it out. This is solvable, and you're practically there. I mean, I don't know about you, boy. You know.
I mean, because there's a ladder over there.
There is a ladder over there.
What the fuck is that ladder for?
So, I mean, you
Why
could.
Did you assume that I would be in here? Alright.
Because it imagined that you would follow that ball over, so they wanted you to have a way to get out. So now, that corner is open.
Yeah, it is.
So now you can walk through that thing.
Yep.
Propel up.
Okay. And that.
Actually, now that I think about it, I don't know if that will work, because I think that'll smush you right into the wall.
Yeah. It will.
So... You actually, I believe you have to be on it when it's tilted sideways and hit the arrow thing and jump.
Are you chitting me?
No.
You chitting me?
Shit is about timing in the world.
No, chitting me.
In Zelda Breath of the Wild, it's all about your timing.
Chitting me. No, you chitting me.
No.
Yeah,
no cheating you.
Yeah, you chitting me.
No.
You chitting me.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, it's all about timing. So yeah, you want to pop that. And then...
And I gotta hit this arrow while I'm coming back down?
No.
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 That's not right.
You need to hit that. And I actually think you want to be right next to, like, right here. Because this turns into a staircase when this shifts back. So you'll be at the top of that. You should be able to hit that arrow from there. I know I did it. And you want to arc higher than you want... Yeah. Like...
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that make more sense. That make more sense.
I know. I did it.
That make more sense.
Great, that'd be just because
I thought it was going to, like, the momentum was going to propel me off in an arc.
If you had been on that middle one, it would have.
Okay.
So, yay.
I was like, I know some of my science. I know some of my science. Like, not a lot of my science.
I don't know science.
But I know, like, some of my science. Okay, 4 Orbeez.
So now you can have
I could get me an upgrade. I could go pray and get an upgrade. But instead, first I'm going to put a donut in my face. Would you like a donut?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to have a donut.
You have one.
I am. I'm going to have a powder donut. You so I'm going to have, like, crack face.
Cocaine face.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug. Okay, so we got more shinies to go.
Yep.
Let's do this. No, dog, you can't have that. Okay.
No donut for you.
May the goddess smile upon me. Yes, may.
May she.
I always feel bad when they disappear.
They disintegrate because their mission is done. Someone has finally completed the shrine.
I know, but I feel bad because I'm like, oh, man.
They've been sitting there.
They've been sitting there for, like, hundreds of years.
And, like, you look like you really want... They're all going to go eat now. Like, they all have been
shawarma?
On... They're all in a shawarma place. Or, like, they're all at, like, an Olive Garden. Just getting all the carbs.
Just getting all the all-you-can-eat salad.
All of it.
Just all of it. Okay. So, back to the map.
Back to the map.
Okay, so that one's done. And you've already been to this table.
Yes.
Okay.
So
now we
can
do this one.
Yes.
So we're going to do Kamyatak. Which, by the way, most of these names sound like Klingon names to me.
I love how, I think, in the first great Game Grumps, they were like, they found Oa Dame Shrine. Uh-huh. They were like, Oa Dame Shrine. It was pretty funny. Great timing, those two.
Yeah, when they found Yanaga, they looked at it and they were like, we're not doing this.
Nope. What was it? I think there was one. Danny was watching Aaron play, and I think it was the first time Aaron had encountered... So the difficulty system in this game, outside of the DLC, that will actually give you a hard mode, which, I mean, I think the game itself is hard mode, so...
Yeah, and I have a code for the DLC, and I'm like, if all the DLC is going to give me is hard mode, like, I'm good,
because, it's going to give you hard mode, it's going to it will give you some more things with your Sheikah Slate, and then I think the second DLC gives you, like, a new dungeon and some new shit. I don't know... But
Nintendo doesn't know. So.
But the difficulty system.
Also, Scotty doesn't know.
And Scotty doesn't know.
So don't tell Scotty. Ah, shizbit.
So the way that the system works in this world is the enemies scale to you. So if you are fairly weak, granted the enemies you encounter are also fairly weak. So like when you first get out of the Shrine of Resurrection, you notice that the moblins and the goblins and whatever. Are all essentially fighting you with, like, stick branches and, like, rusted-ass swords. And, like, they're not really beating your ass with, like, high-tech weapons. Like, they're all very primitive. So you're like, oh, okay, that's great. But as you progress in the game and you get better gear and you get better stats, the enemies themselves also begin to develop skill and have some tact sometimes, depending on who you fight and when. I think in the episode of Game Grumps that I had watched, they had just encountered, like, they'd seen the red ones, because, you know, the first ones you encounter are red. And then as they get more progressively hard, you get blue ones, you get black ones, or, like, ashy gray ones. Then you get, like, powder white ones, and then, so, I mean, depending on the, okay.
Hey, like, them apples. I figured that part out.
Okay.
There's a rolling spiky ball.
Yeah, there are really spiky balls.
I don't think that I like that.
But Aaron was encountering these two moblins.
Are those really spiky balls electric?
No, they're just...
Oh, they're metal.
Yes, they're metal.
They're metal.
So you could stop them, and I actually think you can magnesis them, too.
I was about to say, I'm pretty sure I can magnesis them.
So...
Come here, you bastard.
Now you do. There's only one in each lane.
I know. I stop it.
That one. Yeah. So I mean, this one has more than one in it. I think this one has three.
Yeah, but if I stop one, it's possible that I stop them all.
You can pick any of them. Or maybe these ones go too fast for you to grab.
Yeah, at the front, but.
Okay. Not how I would have done it, but okay. Now that's great, because how do you get Hold past on. Them?
See, they all... The ones with momentum. Because that starts a new guy! Oh, shit. I thought I had enough time.
That was pretty
I thought
smart,
I had enough
though,
time.
Bro.
I thought I had enough time, because they only come back around after they fall. Those right. ones. And the other one only had one, so I thought I had enough time between when that fell off the ledge. But I didn't. Okay. Alright. So that gets me around this corner. Oh, hey, what's up? That's not the weapon that I want.
No.
That's the weapon that I want.
Yes, because you want to take out Guardians. Oh, then... you should take a picture of it first before you kill it.
How to take pictures again?
With your Sheikah camera. Ability.
Which button is that?
So you have to turn your magnesis into the camera and take a photo of it. Yeah. And then hit left bumper. Yep. Take a picture of it. Quickly. Thank you. Save that shit. You'll need it later. You'll thank me.
Okay.
Alright, now go out of it and kick its butt.
Okay, hold up. I gotta put my other shit back. Probably want a bomb.
But yeah. Okay. But anyway, going back to the Game Grumps story. But
okay, how do I bounce shit back?
Like that. You want your shield out. granted, the great thing about the Guardians is that the scouts are kind of tiny, so, like, they don't take a lot. It's the big guys you gotta worry about. But yeah, Aaron and Danny were playing, Aaron was playing, Danny was watching, and they had encountered a blue...
Guardian sword.
And they encountered a blue moblin, and that moblin came out of nowhere and, like, slashed him with, like, a fairly decent sword and, like, killed Aaron. Granted, Aaron, I think, was, like, practically naked. Like, I think he was just wearing pants. Because for a while there, he was thinking about doing, like, a naked run or whatever, and then realized how hard that is. And Aaron made the comment, made the funny-ish comment of, oh, can't trust those darker ones.
You have to
watch the darker one.
No.
And then he goes, actually, I don't like the way that sounded. I'm sorry. And I'm like, you know, and games tend to do that type of stuff. Like, they color code their enemies and you don't really think about it. But then people think about it, you know? Yeah. So, like, it's really kind of interesting. But yeah, the absolute worst or toughest enemy in this game are, like, silvery enemies, or at least in my game. You don't want to mess with Silveries at all.
Bring back that edge of duality, bro.
Edge of duality!
Okay. So, now, I'm gonna set that shit on fire.
Yeah, so, you do. How do you do that?
Take this arrow. Do this, some bitch.
Maybe try a little higher and sever that rope.
Oh, shit. Okay.
That might be a better way to go there, bro.
I keep hitting the case, so that's one.
Easy.
That's the other thing. My shit's too sensitive. Or I should say not sensitive enough.
Ha! Okay.
All right.
Awesome.
Nothing else that we need over there? Okay, great. From this way. Anybody over there? Chest.
Hey! Nice chest.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Be a jewel! Shit. It's just a broadsword though. So we're good.
Yeah, don't even bother. Well, wait. Check your map. Go to the minus. So you don't have the bomb diggity treasure of this shrine yet. So that may,
wait,
in fact,
how do you know
be
that?
It. Because by its name, it doesn't have a little chest next to it. So go to the one... Go back to that map. So we can... So move over to the shrine that we just went to. Next to its name is a little...
Didn't even notice that shit.
That's how you know. That's how you know!
I am not paying close enough attention to the shit around me.
You're not.
Obvi.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
I...
Shit.
I wasn't sure how I felt. Do you know what that is?
So, this is a seesaw.
Yet?
No, I don't know what that is. No, I did. For the, didn't I have to smack one of those for the labyrinth shrine? To make the ball drop into the labyrinth, initially?
I may not be inferring.
Can I stasis this? Because I know that that's a seesaw.
That is, in fact, a seesaw.
Okay, good. And I can't stop time, so that way I can run across it. Because I was not about to seesaw your seesaw. Oh, fuck me. Okay, that's metal. That is an arrowable item?
Oh,
not an arrow.
Oh, I remember this shrine and I hated it.
What in the shitballs is going on there? Okay, so I have to do something to make that thing... whack the metal thing so that ball...
How about you describe this better? So it looks like there's a metal hammer suspended in
there. I'm like, no, that thing like, hits like the metal thing. I'm thinking.
It's like a mallet, and you have to potentially hit this metal ball to move this
big
giant
boulder.
Stone ball.
Yeah, that'll break all those
boxes.
Rocks.
Those are boxes, not rocks.
Okay, boxes.
And then
yep.
It should swoop down and hit that big-ass
big door.
Boards.
Yeah, okay.
If you do that right. Oh, look,
a chest.
There's a chest.
So, okay. Now that you say that, though.
Because, I mean, it's not like these people can see what you're
thank
doing.
Thank you, Ancient Core. I mean, they don't need to see. They just need to hear. Okay?
Sure.
All right,
sure.
Because it's not like I did any video capture, so there's never going to be a chance here that they could see that. But I have a feeling that this thing is involved with all of this somehow.
I believe it is.
Let me Sheikah slate this motherfucker, and let's see what's going on here.
Motion control.
Oh, you're shitting me.
Yep. Aim that right. Oh,
God damn. Oh, so bad. I hate this.
And, almost. You got some momentum there, honey. There we go. Up. And in. Good job. That's not the last of it.
Fuck of my life.
But.
That's the kind of shit that makes you hit people by accident.
Yeah. That's why I leaned back.
I mean, Lord of mercy. I'm going to have to, like, get a sports bra or something to play this game for those kind of... Alright, are there any more fuckers around these corners?
Not that I remember.
Okay. But... Because, you know, fuckers be popping out. You gotta be careful.
But, I mean, I am really impressed with the level of detail in terms of puzzle construction.
Right, that requires...
In this game.
Fire over there.
And, I mean, all... Just all the risks that they were taking, like that having the cooking, something. Having all of that stuff, you know.
What the shit?
Why don't you describe it? Because people don't know what you're looking at.
All right, so I'm looking at an area that has some dead leaves that obviously catch on fire. And a platform that's wood that will drop this ball that's sitting on the platform. It'll come down a curve. Hopefully it will have enough momentum to get across there. I have to stasis this so that it doesn't flip, so it actually makes it all the way to the door.
Yeah. Give it a try!
Well, there's a plunger here, too. Yeah, that'll pop that sumbitch up. Alright, so... Now, the question is, how do I light that shit on fire?
Hey, how about you check your arrows?
Did my sister, like, hook me up with fire arrows so I can actually do this? Okay, but first let me,
Not to mention, just in case, for those who don't know, the great thing about this game is that...
I know the lanterns are there, but I'm like, it'd be a tricky-ass shot.
You could take a normal arrow.
I know.
While you have a sheath, walk up to a lantern and set it on fire.
I didn't know that. I've always been trying to fire it through the fire.
No! Who are you, Katniss?
Yeah.
No!
I thought I had to be Katniss.
No, you take arrow, you put arrow in fire, then you fire arrow.
No, fire arrow through fire.
I mean, you can be more badass about that if you want.
That's how I've been doing it. I've been like...
You're making the game a lot more complicated than it has to be.
I've been in the corner firing the arrow through the torch to light the leaves on fire.
Walk when up I didn't to have it fire fully arrows. Extended, you'll hear a little... And the front of your regular arrow will then be a fire arrow.
Well, damn. Oh, you'll use my arrow. My ancient arrow.
Yes, I had to because I fought a guardian for
you. Okay. You fought a guardian for me. Got it.
Mind you, as soon as you... I mean, but you had fire arrows because I bought you some.
Okay. And then my... Why?
Because you're... I mean... So now you've got that ball going... How about you jump off of that button for a second?
Okay. Shit. That's not what I meant to do. I do that often. Okay, so you gotta be stasised. And then you, I gotta catch you right at the peak. Nope, too much. Nope. Okay. Alright, got my timing wrong. But that's okay, that's alright. We gotta wait for the stasis to come back.
It's so fun to watch somebody else go through struggle. These puzzles. Nope. You need to let it press all the way down. You can't lightly touch it. You know, so you gotta commit to that button.
I know, it's getting the timing of, like, how long it takes it to go down. So it's really like a 2 second.
Yeah, so get all scientific on this shit.
Well, I gotta figure out, like, when the ball's coming. Alright, so pretty much when it hits that second line is when I need to be stepping on it. Yeah, that's too late. Alright, pretty much when I see it. sitting here. That one's too late. That was too late. Why do I keep running over it?
Because I don't know. Now, granted, when I did this shrine, I was like, you know what, Amanda? Let's stack the odds in our favor. Let's try to get two balls going. So the ball that you used to get over there, I literally slow-timed it and kept hitting it down the aisle to get it here. And my husband was like, I commend you for your inventism, but I highly doubt that the code will support two balls in this room, so one of them will gif out. And
is that going to actually go?
It's
no. It fell that way.
You do kind of want it.
I hit it a little too late.
You'll get it. I believe in you.
That's good. That makes one of us. Go!
Yay, you did it! Good job, bro.
Okay. Alright, now I can bomb that.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not the bomb I want, though.
Either bomb would work!
I know, but the roly bombs, sometimes they roll back on you, bruh. And you're like, no. I want to place the bomb right there. Detonate that bomb. Hi. What are you?
What are those? Rupees.
Sell a rupee. Get that money. Okay, now, let's take a look.
You're so much closer to owning that house.
So much closer. All right, let's take a look what's going on here. All right, you come down. You got to go that way. How do I get you to go that way? Do I stasis and bomb him?
Try it.
Okay.
Try it out.
Yeah, okay. So, I'm going to put... Ooh, that's not right. Because that bomb will hurt me too.
Yeah.
So, do I just stasis and whip it?
Maybe. Give that a try.
Okay. Stasis... I ran out of weapon. That's okay.
I wouldn't use a sword on that. I use your club. I mean, it'd be nice if you were looking at it.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
Well, because this sword is weird, so it doesn't slice direct face. Because it's down by the side, so I have to whip it from the side. So see how he hands... So that's why I was standing this way, in order to slap that way. Because, like, different things... So, like, some things are head-on slaps, and some things are not.
Yeah, so, like, girlfriends who don't know how to cook you lunch.
Ooh.
Just kidding, ooh. Feminism. Just kidding.
Okay, this is the way I came before.
All right, yeah, so but now this that door's door open.
Oh, look, there's a thing that requires arrowing.
Possibly.
No, it requires arrowing.
Does it?
Or slapping.
But look, there's a chest right there.
Yeah, I know, so I probably want to slap the shit out of it.
Maybe you should just tap that and not shoot an arrow since you're close enough. And then... No,
that's not what I meant to do.
You're like, fuck you, Trident. How about you paraglide down, go around that pillar, maybe... No. Okay, fine, you can do that too.
I'm picking that back up.
Alright, use your thing to tap it again so you don't have to waste an arrow. Granted, the great thing about this universe is most arrows that you use, you can repurpose. Did you not know that?
Yeah, if they don't hit a thing, they're still there, so you can go and get them.
Yeah, it's a semi-closed universe, which is kind of neat.
Alright, so, okay. Oh, you mean paraglide around the back of that?
Yep.
Okay.
Because otherwise you'll miss out on that, and that might be the treasure.
Alright, so I'm going to tap this.
Treasure.
Well, this shrine didn't have a treasure chest next to its name.
Well,
but I take that diamond though. I take that diamond though.
Hit that minus button.
Okay, I'm gonna hit the minus though.
Cause,
see.
So no, because there's you didn't pick up one of the things. So I think the thing that you didn't open, that's where they're like, I don't really care about that. Is the weapon that counts. So
no, because I opened that when it was a broadsword, and I was like, oh, it's lower than any of the weapons but you I didn't have.
But it's the weapon of this shrine.
Oh,
you don't have to get it.
But yeah, you know, if you're a completionist like me, I want all the shrines and all the weapons from the shrines. And I'm not going to do the Korok seeds because I think 900 Korok seeds is crazy. Like, sorry, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going
to. Let's get this shrine. Yeah, that's like that's a shit ton of Korok seeds. I'm not going to get them all. I just want to be able to have like
enough
a dozen weapons and a dozen shields. Because, like, I have been prioritizing my weapon slots and not my shield slots.
So,
yeah, the name of the god is Hylia. Give me that orb, though. Yeah, so got that orb.
If you felt confident enough, I could show you where the Hylian shield is.
The Hylian shield?
So...
Wait, how confident do I need to be?
I mean...
You have seen my skills thus far.
I think you could do it.
I'm not really good at the jump back.
I mean, I got the Hylian shield when I had 5 hearts.
Let me put it like this. It took me 4 times to do Ruta.
Oh, you ain't ready yet.
Okay.
Then. But.
And it's because I forgot to lock on.
Oh, bro.
To shoot my arrows.
So, okay. So
where are I going?
So hit that map.
Let's hit the map. Hit the map. That's the wrong one. Hit the map. Shrine,
that I found but didn't do for you.
No,
there it is right there.
You got. Right no, there. You got two. You got this one, and then you got this one.
All right, we'll pick one more.
Okay.
And I'll do one more with you.
Okay. What's that? I don't know.
Zoom in on that because I think I stamped that for a reason. Oh. So, there is a... I found it, and I didn't find it on mine, so I now have to go into my game and do this. So, there is a hidden room in a mountain, and it has all of these stones, like, for precious stones, like, but they're on the ceiling. And at the time that I found it, you had no bomb arrows, so I wasn't able to
blow them off the
ceiling. Them up. Yeah, because I thought I'd be able to throw our bombs up, but we don't have that upward momentum for them, so right. It didn't work.
Yeah, because every time I go back to Hatsuno Village, and I'm like, oh, I got a bunch of springs, because, like, I got a bunch of springs, right?
Yeah.
But every time I go, what's her face?
No, you don't use ancient,
You don't
use the ancient springs and stuff with Pura.
Yeah.
You use them with Robbie. So you have to get up Akala.
How the fuck do I get up there?
North.
Alright. So let me ask a question. Should I do another shrine or should we go north? Because I have enough to do like one upgrade. And I have marked the 2 shrines that you gave me.
So you could just do the shrines whenever.
Right.
So hit that map again.
Let's hit the map. So, like, here's the deal.
So you want to follow the road. So go right above Lanaru, like where you see your elephant.
Yeah.
Where that shrine is above the tower.
Yeah, that one?
Yeah.
Kofi.
Because there's if you zoom in on that before we actually select it, there's a road near okay. that shrine.
And you want to take follow that road
up.
Okay.
Because that will lead you into, I think you'll end up in South Akala.
South Akala?
Yeah. And then,
is that like baklava? Or like
no.
No? It's different?
No.
It's different?
It's
different.
Like forever autumn there, and it rains like all the fucking time. It's pretty much like Boston.
I was about to say, is that Boston or Seattle?
There's just no dunks, so it's Seattle.
Okay.
But that will get you into Akala. So, I mean, my strong suggestion for you now is that you have 5 orbs.
I have 5 orbs.
So, you should find a place.
I gotta find a prayer place.
And you pray.
I gotta
get
pray.
Get some more stamina.
I gotta
so that
pray.
When you come across the tower in Akala.
So then I need to go into, actually, the city.
No.
Because that's where the pray station is.
Oh, so yeah. Fine. Go into Zora Domain.
I'm just saying. I gotta go into
the prayer stone right quick.
Which?
Then pop back out and then follow the...
So, what I need to do is I need to go to this tower first.
Yeah.
Do so it. That I can go pray.
Because Zelda's...
Get my stamina up.
Jesus.
Then I could come back... Link does need Jesus. Then I could come back out here...
And then
we can
you
find a
go
road.
Up that road.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you,
yeah. That's what I need to do.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But that's essentially it. So, I mean...
I got to find all the shrines. So, we have to do more of these sessions.
So, here's the thing, though. Uh-huh. Because the great thing about this game is that you control when you do X, Y, Z, right. A, B, C.
Right. I'm going to get all the shrines. Because, like, I want all the hearts.
You want all... You have to do 120.
Okay, well, let me rephrase that. I want to do, like, a lot of the shrines.
Because there's 120 shrines, and 42 of them are shrine quests that are secret.
Every time I come back here, there's always one of these swords.
Yes, always.
Which makes me so happy. Because I need to drop... Because I don't really do well with,
Halberds?
Yeah, I don't.
So take it. Take it. Okay.
But swords. Swords is life. Is there another one of those? Yeah, give me that seed.
Oh, yeah. All these, they always repopulate.
Mm-hmm. There's usually, like, between 2 and 5 in here. It just depends. All right, now where is your prey statue? I'm trying to remember. Where's she at? No. I think she's in the main city. And sometimes there's little silver crabbies.
Yep.
Which is
and there's
like
cuckaloo nuts.
Cuckaloo nuts?
Cuckaloo nuts, right there.
Oh, cuckaloo nuts. There you go.
Chickaloo. Cuckaloo.
I was like, cuckaloo nuts.
Cuckaloo.
What's a cuckaloo nut?
So there's that.
All right, so where's my little prey station, as I like to call it?
I don't know. I don't often come here to pray.
Yeah, she's in here, though. She in here, though. Where you at, bitch?
Are you sure she's here? Yeah, yeah. The main that big statue is the Mipha statue.
Uh-huh, but there's another,
Oh, she's under the king, so go, I think, yeah.
Because the king's up there.
Yeah, and I think the statue is here somewhere, I think. I don't know. Don't quote me.
Because there's the stone there.
Oh, he's a quest. His quest sucks.
Sneaky Silveroo. I know there's one here. I just can't remember where the shit she is. Because she's the little one.
Oh, I don't like the little ones.
Yeah, she's a little one and she's all by herself. That's not what I meant to do.
Ha, nothing to report.
Yep. Oh, hey, what's up? I'll take that. I'll also take that. And it'll be like, no, you don't got any space. Who's about to break? You're about to break.
Just drop it.
Drop it like a bad habit. Okay. Silver shield. Thank you. Where is that hoe at? No, she's near water.
Why don't you go up near the king? She might be up there. Oh, she's right there. We're staring right fucking at... No, turn around. Right there.
I knew. I was like, I know she's like near water. And she's a little'un.
I love that she's plus-sized.
I love that
she's plus-sized.
Okay, let's go with the stamina.
I can cosplay as a Hylia goddess statue. At the next PAX East.
Grant me the power, bring it on. I can go over to this one.
Yep.
Okay, travel over. I'm over yonder. And then start heading up that road. So we'll head up the road. And then we'll call it...
Yep, you could be heading your way to Akala. I mean, I call it the area of Terrytown, which is kind of a spoiler for people who haven't played the game or haven't gotten to that part in the game.
Like me.
You will, though, because I already got you
30
pieces of wood.
Yeah, so now I just need the money.
So, no, you give him the 30, and then he says, okay, now pay me 3,000 rupees.
He already told me to pay 3,000. It's like, I'll give you a deal. You can get the house for 3,000 and, like, 30 bushels of wood.
No, he's like, if you give me 30 bushels of wood, I will let you pay for this house for $3,000.
Okay, so I gotta give him the wood.
You gotta move the wood first, which is why I got you the wood.
So, am I going up and to the right?
So, you're going... Go to the big map.
I always go to the plus minus. First.
And then zoom in. So you're going up the mountain.
Okay, so I'm literally turning around because I'm going the different direction behind me.
Yes.
I don't know why I did that.
Well, you undid it.
Okay, so, yeah. I undid it.
So, yeah, you're going...
So, I'm going behind...
The shrine.
The shrine.
Yes, that's what and you're following that road.
And I'm following...
You're following it that way.
Okay. Yeah. There's a boar.
Yeah, but he ain't gonna bother you.
Really? Because it sounds like...
He's not gonna bother you. You're fine.
Oh, there's a tower over there. All right, yep. So I'm going this way. Yes. I'm heading towards the volcano.
So, you're not going to go up the mountain, because that's up Death Mountain. Those are just, you're fine.
I know, I want to catch them.
Oh, okay.
Because you can cook them.
Because this road will split off, and you can either head up towards the Gorons, or you could be heading towards Akala. Oh, these guys are super easy, because you just have to kill their heads before they rethink.
I didn't mean to cut the tree.
Hey, it never hurts.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. But now you're on the road. What's
that? A knight's claymore. Yeah, that I would probably want to pick up. Except I can't. Okay, so what cheapy-ass things do I have that I could drop? Probably
the hammer. The club or the hammer.
Yeah, I'll drop the club. Let's keep this shit. Metal.
Be careful. I always make sure to have one set of wood things and one set of metal things because if you encounter... Electricity.
Is the edge of duality metal?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Oh, yes. Shit. All right, I'm fucked.
So...
Okay.
Well. I don't think you'll encounter any thunderstorms near the Gorons. You will encounter rain in Akala, though.
Akala!
So if you start looking sparkly, just unequip your metals, and you should be fine. Just don't fight
anything. Get naked.
Just get naked.
Get naked!
But yeah.
Alright, so I'm on the road to Akala.
Akala!
Well, thanks so much for coming over, sis.
Not a problem, bro.
And helping me with the...
I like being a part of other people's game experience, especially if it's a game that I've played and I absolutely love. I love seeing how different people's mindsets...
Oh, what the fuck is that?
It's a wizaboo.
Oh, I hate wizaboos.
I mean, I call them that, but I don't think that's exactly what they're called. It's but not. He's a blue one.
Yeah.
So you don't have to fight him. I mean, he will aggress after you, but you could just, like, not fight him and just walk along the road, minding your own business.
This here away. I know, but usually when they put a Wizaloo, that's someplace that you actually want to go.
There might be something over there, but you can venture at your own time, at your own speed.
When I'm strong.
Whatever you do. But, and I think that's a shrine all the way over there that I see. Yeah. So, like... But, I mean, constantly be checking your map. You know, if something else seems to be poking at your curiosity, obviously follow that. Because this game is 100% about exploration and fun. So, like, it's not linear. Like, the fact that your main quest is destroy Ganon, and granted, you could roll up into that castle
without
three hearts, and you could try then. Like, I mean, I kind of feel bad for Zelda, because, you know, she's up Blood Moon.
Fuck a diddly-doo.
You didn't kill anything, so you're fine.
Roll yeah, back. But anything I run into is going to be stronger than...
That's true, yes. But, yeah.
Normal.
But if you cook on Blood Moons, you have a good chance of making, like, some critically bomb-ass food.
Wait, I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you can cook on Blood Moons.
Are we going up the road? Yeah. Or to the left?
So...
Up the road.
Oh, a fallen star! Oh, you won't make it in time. Why don't you... Well, once the Blood Moon thing happens... And the cutscene happens, you just pass the sign, so you could have seen which way to go. Wait till the Blood Moon, and then check the sign.
The Blood Moon rises once more.
Link, I'm a woman now. I'm sorry.
I'm fertile.
I feel bad for Zelda, because Zelda's been sealing Calamity Ganon for the last 100 years.
She's tired.
And when you finally wake up, she's like, I need you to hurry. And you're like, I'm gonna go fishing. I'm gonna hit rocks. I'm gonna...
I found a fox.
So, Akala.
Law of Death Mountain. Okay.
Or Akala.
Oh, we're gonna go Akala, so we're gonna go up the mountain.
So go that way.
And fuck a doodle dandy.
But that's it. But this game's about exploration. Take your time. Zelda clearly... Like, I thought that there was, like, a certain amount of time that you had in this game before, like, she could no longer, you know, and he would, like, unleash on the world.
Hey, look, it's raining.
Oh.
Just like you said.
I told you, it's Akala. That's kind of what happens there.
But, so, I mean, like I said, I do kind of feel bad for Zelda because, like, she's been waiting for you for 100 years. And who knows, like, if the technology hadn't worked, she'd be stuck.
Meanwhile, I'm cross-dressing in Gerudo.
Yeah, like...
Checking out
them ladies, though.
Surfing the seals.
Like...
Creeping on some legal and some bananas.
It seemed like you did, like, an extended play, if there was, like, a cutscene where she was like, you know, because at one point...
like, bitch, why did it take you so long?
Spoilers, you know, when you beat the game and you save her, she's like, I've been watching you this whole time, and I'm like...
This whole time?
Like, you know, because it was literally one day I just stood...
Oh, goddamn.
Just walk around it. You don't have to fight everything. Now that game... Oh...
It's a giga giga.
Yeah, but he's a wind cutter, so you don't want to fuck with him. Just keep going. Because wind cutters, they can run.
I'm trying to.
Because.
That didn't work.
Because they suck.
Yep.
They're.
I mean, I hit the Y button.
To run. The great thing about him, though, when you do manage to kill them, is their wind cutter swords. Literally, you can slash the wind, and the wind will be like a projectile out of your sword.
But now I need to go to this sign.
And then see which way to go. So which way you want to go? You can go south Lake Akala or south Akala Stable. Go to the stable, dude.
I want to go to the stable,
right? Go to the stable, dude.
Okay, I want to go to the stable.
Yeah, because there's most likely a shrine right near the fucking stable.
Yeah.
And then you could take a nap there and get a rested night's sleep.
Yeah, but is that going to take my temporary hearts?
Oh, yeah.
See? Yes.
You're right. But that's that.
Yeah.
So...
And there's a shrine.
But overall, I mean, I'm such a big fan of this game.
I'm probably going to need to hit that tower.
Be careful about that tower.
What? I mean...
There are guardians in Akala.
There are guardians in Akala?
Yeah.
You didn't mention that there were guardians
everywhere
in Akala.
In the galaxy.
But you didn't... Oh, shit,
yep, just avoid them. Just run past them.
Okay, keeping it
because
real.
The Stalfos will, like, leave you alone after a while.
Ooh.
Now, I mean, the Windcutter guy is kind of going to be an asshole, but, you know.
Come on, stamina. Life. Come on, stamina.
Yep, just outrun it. There you go.
Come on, staminas.
And do we see the stable from here? Up, I think I do.
Yeah, I think we do.
And yeah, there's a shrine, I think, next to it, or like above it a little bit. But there's the stable.
All right.
But now you're kind of in Akala. So now, from here, because if you haven't met Robbie yet, I haven't met Robbie yet. That was the third mission thing. Oh, if you go up, that's where the shrine is.
Let's mark the shrine and then we'll go down to the stable.
But, so even though you don't have the...
Oh, man, come on, man.
Just not leave
like,
you alone.
Come on, dude.
But even though you don't have the tower, any of the towers for Akala lit, you can see the, telescope marker for where Robbie is.
Mm-hmm.
So you just want to make a beeline for that. I mean, he's literally in the utmost part of Akala, so, like, you're literally traveling through. Wow!
Are you for real, dog?
Get in it. Just go down.
For real?
He can't follow you into the shrine.
I mean, goddamn!
That'd be funny if you could go down.
He followed me like I owe him money!
Do you?
No.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Alright, fine.
Okay.
I ain't judging you.
He don't hold my mortgage. I don't know him. He's not my daddy. That motherfucker better be gone when I pop back out of this mount, this thing, because... Yeah, no.
Have fun with that one, bro.
No, thanks.
Do it later.
Yeah, I'm gonna do this later, because that obviously requires things.
It's an apparatus, so you have to move shit.
Yeah, so... All right, we're gonna call it quits here. I want to, again, thank my sister for popping over.
Not a problem, bro.
One of these sessions. If you enjoy the podcast, then make sure that you hit us up on our website, electricsisterhood.com. You can get us on social as well, at ESH News on the Twitter and the Instagram, facebook.com/landofesh. You can get the podcast through iTunes, either on the desktop or through your mobile device on the iOS side, through the podcast application. I mean, there's... pretty much no way that you can't get our podcast, really, at this point. You can also find the podcast on Stitcher Radio and Google Play. Like, we're everywhere. if you enjoy our show, then please make sure that you check out our site for our reviews, Apple News as well on your iOS device, and all the other great sites that are part of the Esh family. That's b3crew.com, that's smashrook.com, that's issuesprogram.com, and last but certainly not least, nerdcrave.com. Until next time, that's all I got.
Bye, everybody!